Manhattan U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara reached into the innermost circle around Governor Cuomo to charge a key Buffalo Billion program was a bid-rigging operation, which generated money for close associates Joseph Prococo and Todd Howe, along with Alain Colyeros, the president of SUNY Polytechnic Institute, which controls the state corporation building the Solar City plant. That's along with felony charges against Louis Simonelli, whose LP Simonelli is the general contractor, and two of his top aides. Ryan says all of the alleged felonious conduct shouldn't mean Solar City is a bad idea.
The state was right to invest in Solar City project because it will be transformative to our local, regional, and state economy. Unfortunately, it now appears that many individuals sought to personally enrich themselves through the process of state contracts for Solar City and for other projects. This is unacceptable.
Ryan says the solar panel plant is a good idea, and the company is already hiring for its manufacturing operations to go with the hundreds of millions of dollars spent to build the plant on the old and contaminated Republic Steel site. He says the criminal complaints show pure old-fashioned graft and corruption. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.